Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And we are, you know, living it up, getting ready for this Cowboys-Lions game. Join Lucius and I at Choctaw Casino up there just across the border Thursday. We'll do a couple hours of the Nation, then hand it off to the pregame. We'll be hanging out, getting ready for the game, gambling it up probably. I can't help it.
Probably.
You know?
Probably. He's
going to
get that itch.
Yeah. Probably some blackjack.
Dude, you're going to win.
You're going to put some cowboy wagers
down? You need to play some poker.
Yeah, put
they
the
do
Super
have
Bowl.
A sports book up there, don't they?
Put the Super Bowl wager in, bro.
Yes.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, there we go.
Put some division champion odds for us, too.
Okay. I'll load up
Cowboys
on that.
Win the
I'll
East.
Load up on that for sure.
I'll
that
put
sounds...
a five ski on it.
Okay. It's got to be what? 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 25 to 1 probably to win the division
Eric,
right now.
Can you do the Googles? Can you find our odds? I'm getting mad.
I'm going to do a little odd search right now.
We're going to cash in.
I'm on this. I'm on this.
Cowboys Super Bowl odds, 500 to 1 right now. We should have did it like 2 months ago when it was like 40,000 to 1. That would have been the opportunity of a lifetime.
Right. But, I mean, plus 5,000.
All right.
Plus $5,000. Yes. That's an easy hundo.
Love it.
Yeah, sprinkling some.
That's for the Super Bowl, by the way.
Okay.
For the division, let me see.
Oh, okay.
Is that just to get in or win?
5,000 to 100 or 5,000 to 1?
Yeah, it's plus
5,000. Okay, so that assumes the $100 bet. That'd be a nice little payday. That's 50 to 1.
I like
right?
it.
50 to 1.
I'm here.
My math's just all right, but I think I nailed that one. Here's Wolchuk. He is here, and he's got your daily football fix.
All righty. 877-881-1053. Give me your Cowboys X factor down the stretch, because that's exactly what the power rankings have done here on ESPN. That's ESPN. They stacked up the power rankings, and I think they're shafting our Cowboys here, man.
Huh.
And we're at 15.
Adam Shafter?
Yeah, well, I got a Shats stat for you too.
Okay.
Wait, we got Shafters, we got Shats stats.
I got a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. By the way, looks like plus 50 or plus 550 to plus 700 to win the division.
Love those odds too.
I'll take them.
Not as good. But we'll take
them. Of course.
Not bad.
I mean, if the computers say it's a 10% chance you win the division, but
they should be better.
The sports books are only offering you 7.5.
Yeah.
It's not great value.
No, we should.
They're taxing that ass a little bit too much. I mean, give me 9, right?
Yeah. I'm with you. Let's go. That is a little lower. It's
25% juice on that.
It's
the house.
Vegas now. Now I'm a little bit.
Well, hell, I believe they have a great chance of going to the Super Bowl if they get in, so I'll just make the Super Bowl bet.
Super Bowl bet's probably the
go
way to
big
go.
Go big or go home.
Now, we did move up from 19 to 15 on these power rankings after beating the Chiefs.
Before you do that, just go ahead and call our place and get some brisket Sandoz sent over before you just waste that money.
Okay, yeah, I'll call the lodge.
If you're thinking about really, like, oh, no, it's worth it, man. No, just go ahead and buy us all brisket Sandoz then.
512 says Oklahoma doesn't allow sports betting, but they have a sports book up there? So was that just for watching the games while you bet online?
That could be.
I mean, I have no problem going to bet online. I'll just go offshore. That's what
right
it takes.
I've never gone into a sports book there. I didn't even know there was one.
I didn't know there was one at Choctaw. But, I mean, they've done so many renovations
Windstar,
since
Windstar
I've been there.
The Windstar is the one I go to. I'm sorry. I mean, I haven't been to the other one. I want to go.
Oh, Choctaw.
I want to go to both.
Incredible.
If I can. Yeah.
And I mean, they both are fun. But Choctaw's done a lot to remodel, add some stuff, and the shows that are supposed to be fantastic.
Like Kansas?
Yeah. Damn right.
Point of no return.
I mean, I got a story right here. Camby pens a sports book deal with Choctaw Nation of Oklahoma. I'll look into this. Back to old Chuck.
All right. 15 is where the Cowboys are. And it says X Factor for the final stretch.
Power ranking, we're 15.
Todd Archer. Trayvon Diggs. He's saying it's the X Factor. Diggs hasn't played since mid-October. We know.
Archer might know something.
But he was designated for return from IR Sunday. He suffered that in-home concussion. Was placed on IR to help the right knee soreness that had developed. He's not playing at his Pro Bowl level. But perhaps he can find that form in the Cowboys' defense that has improved with the additions of Quinnen Williams, DeMarvian Overshown, Savone Revel, and Logan Wilson. Diggs would provide another playmaker as the Cowboys fight for a playoff spot. Would you agree Diggs is the X factor for the final stretch? And I do like the idea from the text here. Maybe you play Diggs at end. come on.
I'd rather play with 10.
No?
Yeah, Diggs, you're right. Diggs at end. That would be...
You don't think he can set the edge?
Shoddy doesn't even want him to play safety.
You don't think he's got the play temperament for that?
I don't think he's...
You think he can claw with the fingernails, Finch. I agree. But it was a funny ha-ha right there.
Also, let me say this. I don't think he's that much of an X factor, because I think they could be fine with even if he doesn't play that much or play that well. But if he does snap back into early 2023 form, when we saw that version of Trayvon Diggs, who could still go get the ball, and he was tackling more... He made quite a few business decisions in the 6 or 7 games that he played this year before the concussion or knee or whatever got him. But yes, I if you can get that level of Diggs where for the first time we get to enjoy Diggs and Bland as not shut down corners but very good corners who can take the ball away, then they will win out. They will win out and they will get to the Super Bowl if that happens.
Yeah, if you've got a locked-in version of Diggs, then yeah. I mean, I do think he has the ability to do that. Right now I am wondering, is him not being part of this team addition by subtraction with him not playing? Because if he is going to have a negative attitude, this team has the right mojo going on. They got the right formula. Things are cooking, and this is positive. You don't need a bad egg coming in here and messing with this, all right? Their aura right now. This thing is arrows pointing up. I don't need somebody that's now humming and hawing, screw flu, screw shoddy. Diggs, stay the hell away. You're going to come in here with a negative attitude. I don't need you around.
I'm with you. And I don't want any part of seeing David Montgomery or Jahmyr Gibbs in the open field. And there's Trayvon Diggs. That's
it could be a scary thought. It could give us nightmares.
That's going to be,
could be like George Kittle 2.0.
A not safe for work situation.
Or he might smack him like he did Jamar Chase against the Bengals to win that game. Where's that guy? That's the guy I want. That's the dude I want on my wall. But the problem is, you get it maybe, what, 5% of the time?
Something like that.
Can he give me that 90% of the time?
There's such an unknown with that player right now.
Yeah, who knows?
There is such an unknown.
I did like this from Jeff Howe of The Athletic, quote, from an NFL executive, "I'm jealous of their offensive players," when talking about the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
Damn right you are. People are jealous of us.
I'll tell you
us.
What, that Will McClay, McClay, he'll tell you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Play off the record.
Man,
you think that's like a Flannoy thing or something? Or?
I think it's Flannoy. I think it's absolutely the fact
it's Lipke.
You got Lipke. I mean, you got Brevin Spanford catching touchdowns.
Yeah.
I mean, come on now. You got Nate Thomas as a backup offensive lineman. TJ Bass can't even see the field. Brock Hoffman can't see the field.
This is Nate Hoffman. This is Nate Thomas's first start on the road.
Yeah, and they do still need to prove the road stuff.
They got to prove the road stuff.
This is going to be a loud environment. You're not going to get the friendly even though it felt like a little bit of a home game at times the last 2 weeks. A lot of Eagle fans, a lot of Chief fans. But once you start to get rolling, all of a sudden, here you go. Now you got that home cooking. So this will be a good one. Williams is almost to 1,000 yards. I think he's like 54 yards shy. CeeDee Lamb and Pickens are both looking like they're going to be. CeeDee's close to going over 1,000. Pickens already has. He hit that mark in 12 games. The only player who's got more receiving yards this year than Pickens is Jackson Smith and Jigba, Rockwell's own. Yeah. He's phenomenal. But yeah, I could understand execs around the league looking over what the Cowboys have going on offense and saying, yeah, I'm pretty jealous too. Best damn wide receiver duo.
Had a chance to trade for Pickens, a lot of them.
They did, and a lot of them were scared. Said, no, I don't want that guy. Could he be a bad egg? Well, he's been a good egg. Been a very good egg so far with the
Cowboys.
Sometimes. Like that's not an egg I'm trying to throw at a house.
It's like a pasture-raised sort of egg.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to cost you like $10 a dozen.
That's straight out of the chicken. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
I still think it was the chicken.
I do too. Abdul Carter was benched. Okay. Now, the ball sack report from an absolute butt cracking savant. It goes by the name of Wesley Steinberg. Put out that he was going to miss the first drive of the game for disciplinary reasons because he got caught doing an old Charles Haley. Okay. He was watching corn, as the kids would say these days, in a team meeting when his headphones disconnected and everybody could hear, and it's embarrassing. And you know what? That would be embarrassing. Problem is, people ran with this. They all thought it was real.
We've gotten texts about it today.
Yes.
Of listeners thinking that was a real story.
Let's set the
record
straight.
He will never recover from that.
People will forever think that. Like those that aren't listening to the airwaves right now or another show that has cleared the air on this and let everybody know that is a fake report. You have been ball sacked. You have been butt cracked at the highest order. Anything from Wesley Steinberg, he is a fraud. He is a fugazi, fairy dust. Not real. But he did get disciplined. And here was Abdul Carter post game on that. Abdul.
Your second time in 3 weeks you didn't start. What happened?
Shit happens.
What happened?
I ain't gonna get into detail. Like I said, shit happens.
Why, Abdul? Like, for
asking me the same question, I just answered.
He was frustrated. Yeah. And maybe not the best way to handle that. When
I wonder if he knew that report was out. Like, at least dispel it. At least say, I will tell you one thing. I was not watching adult content without my headphones because I'm very, very cautious about making sure the headphones
I
are in.
I definitely make sure.
People, I mute the thing anyways. I think if the battery went out, would it pause it or would it just start playing the audio over the phone? I don't know.
I'm not aware. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is, your phone and you have headphones in and the headphones pop out, I think it does stop.
Like, could it Bluetooth
it,
to another device? And now everybody in it goes to the TV on the monitor, the team meeting?
Oh, yeah. If you've
got an issue.
That's worst case.
This didn't happen. It is a fake report. But if it did, we're just spitballing ideas on what could have happened. But he did take to Twitter to try and clear the air on this, and he was upset. This thing got over 20 million views as of this morning. The fake tweet did. So, yeah, I mean, this thing's gone viral. You had Underdog NFL putting it out. I mean, that's why I'm a Prize Picks person. Prize Picks didn't share it. But, you know, you got issues. Carter responded, said, stop slandering my name, real bleep. Use the S word again. And if you believe that BS, you stupid. Then he deleted that message. He should have kept it up. You needed the clarification out there. People believe this, Abdul Carter. I do wonder, do the Giants look to trade him? If they do, I don't know. Has Shoddy built enough culture where you raise your hand? You say, I'm interested. Bring him in. He's the best damn player on the board,
I would say he's probably in the top five on their board last year.
Right? Had to be.
Yeah.
Gosh. Now, Jackson Dart, idiot. This guy's a schmuck. This dude, one, ask my dude, as Tate Martell used to say, I don't think he's going to be very good, but he's definitely not going to have a long NFL career if he continues to have this feeling. I get it. It's the NFL. All right, you're a quarterback. You want to show toughness. He gets blasted on the sideline last night. It was a legal hit. I love what the Giants did in his defense. We've seen the Cowboys, Andy Dalton's laying face down on the ground in Washington. Nobody does anything to go ahead and stand up for Andy Dalton. But Jackson Dart, inbounds, has a foot inbounds, gets hit on the sideline last night. Christian Ellis comes over.
Smashed.
Absolutely. I mean, legs go flying up like he's the Wicked Witch of the West, okay? It was hilarious. But now here come the offensive linemen. There's a fight. It breaks out. Here's Dart post game. Dude, can you protect yourself a little bit?
Sounds like a broken record. Jackson just asking you about the hits and taking them, protecting yourself and things like that. Is
No. Look, like, I understand the question, but, like, this is football. Like, I'm going to get hit if I'm in the pocket or outside the pocket. Like, I feel like I've played this way my whole entire life. This shouldn't be, like, any shocker to anybody if you've followed along with my career. We're not playing soccer out here. Like, you're going to get hit. Things happen. It's part of the game.
It's part of the game.
Shots fired at Dawson's favorite sport.
We're not playing soccer out here. Although it did look like he took a big flop.
But it was tougher sport than a lot of people think. Maybe he should have played soccer if he's going to play football like this. Mm. You might want to think about changing your play style a little bit.
Your quarterback, Jackson. Yeah. Like, I get it. You want to be tough. And I think a lot of other players, like, and if you're playing a different position, I love that response. You've got to be smarter than that.
Yeah.
You are the most important person on the field. You're the quarterback. You've got to take care of yourself. If you're not available, what good are you to the team? And if they lose you, if any team loses their starting quarterback, unless you've got Jameis,
right, which
you're
they
screwed.
Do.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, I think
but he hasn't won a game.
It goes back to why I don't think he's going to be a good player. I just don't think he's processing the game that well. He's a great athlete with a good arm. Yeah. Right. And but everything from the time he takes off and scrambles to when he's in there in the pocket, it just looks like his brain's going 1,000 miles an hour and his body's trying to keep up.
I agree with you 100%. Yeah. It definitely has not slowed down.
It's the Scataboo effect. They're good buddies and they just have this like, I want to run through a brick wall even yeah. when I don't have to.
Like, respect it, dude. I appreciate your mentality. That's awesome. But you've got to be smarter. You are the quarterback.
Those two are going to have a fun 4-year career.
Maybe if they can get to four. Real quickly, just to pay off on the Shats tweet, stat, Ravens Steelers on Sunday. More playoff leverage than any game this season. All right? If the Ravens win, based on his Shat simulation, Ravens 70% chance to make the playoffs, Steelers 23%. Steelers win. It goes up to Steelers 75%. The swing is Ravens 21%. What an incredible flip. And we got our first flex. Packers-Bears, Sunday Night Football, December 20th. Eagles-Commanders, they got kicked out. They're booted to the afternoon slot that wow. day. So, I love a good flexi.
I do too, and I love a good sports bet. I did have to go online, and Oklahoma, they did this deal with this provider that can give them the technology and the access to the software to do the sports gambling and everything, but it's still not legal up there in Oklahoma. So this was like a marketing or a precursor to it becoming legalized. So it's going to be just blackjack for me probably, maybe some craps. I've never had a good craps experience. You know, you're at the casino, and the people having the most fun are at the craps table. They're having a ball. It's like a party over there. But every time, I'm like a cooler in craps. You know, so
because you hate people.
Maybe that's the case. You know, I haven't whittled it. I haven't narrowed it down to a precise reason.
Interact with
you.
Got to
get
like
the vibes going. Yeah, the mojo going. Yeah, there's room for a quiet guy at a craps table, isn't there?
No, because everybody thinks you're kind of betting against them.
Sometimes I do. You know, I think Jeff put me onto that strategy where you bet the no pass line.
Yeah.
It could be very profitable, but yeah, people look at you sideways when you do it. So yeah, I'm still looking for my ideal craps opportunity. I was in Vegas a couple of years ago with some buddies, and they were riding these massive swings. They're like, one time I'd see them, they're like, yeah, we're down $5,000. I'm like, and you're not catching the next plane out of here? Like, what the hell is going on? They're like, we're going to win it back. I bump into them before we left. They're like, yep, we're even. Yeah. You know, mission accomplished. And they were on those damn craps tables for like 20 hours. Okay, ow. we got some more sports coming up here, Chief. What are we doing? A little Hodge?
Yeah, we got a little sports hodgepodge. This Maz rookie duo needs some love, and not everyone is built for the SEC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Next in the nation.
Shoot chat. Welcome back. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan. Time here for a sports hodgepodge with Eric Chiafalo. Okay, Mark Schlereth is coming up here in about 15 minutes. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And here's Eric Chiafalo with your sports hodgepodge.
Oh, boy, the Mavs have quite the rookie duo. Let's do it right now.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening?
Well, it is
guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket Sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little
shock jock stuff.
How about Ryan Nemhard, friend of the program now? He hopped on with us to kick the show off today at 2 o'clock. Check that out if you missed it. 28 points, 10 assists, 3 boards, no turnovers, and just super efficient from the field. 12 of 14, 4 of 5 from downtown. Last night, you had a professional point guard running the show. You had Anthony Davis at the 5, and you want to see Anthony Davis there. And you want to see him with a real point guard.
Yep.
Keep him healthy for a few more weeks. Drive up that value, and then go ahead and flip him maybe to Chicago. But
I think you flip the switch to off with all of his minutes now, okay? If these people were trying to drive a hard bargain saying he needs to prove he can play, I think he did that last night.
There you go.
So who wants him?
He did it in the altitude versus the Joker.
Yeah, and I wonder how frustrating it was for Nembhard at the beginning of the season. It's like, hello, I was one of the best floor generals in the NCAA last year. Been playing really high level basketball point guard for a long time. You got Cooper Flagg out here starting a point guard. So I'm glad they got him in. I don't know how many more nights you're going to have like you had last night, but as part of the rotation, he definitely belongs.
No question. If you're trying to win basketball games right now, like that was the first like professional point guard game that you got to see this season.
The way
he was able to rock and roll in the pick and roll. Like,
yeah,
he put on a masterclass and with some nice finishes at the rim as well. Mm-hmm. And then you have Cooper Flagg doing what he's doing right now. And this is a comfort zone for him where you have Anthony Davis back there. He's drawing attention. Nemhard is facilitating, and you let Cooper Flagg just go be himself. And the way he is defensively is just ridiculous. And the way he's able to finish with his left hand has been, I mean, incredible to watch. Like, his comfort level finishing with his left is a heck of a lot better than I anticipated it being. But Cooper Flagg, Western Conference Rookie of the Month for I guess it's like October and November. It's the way they go ahead and do that.
So okay. Amazing. You've got Luka and you've got Brunson as the players of the week in both conferences. You just drafted your next version.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
We got Nemhard and Flagg, man. That's the future.
That is a pretty nice rookie duo.
We can just pray and hope.
Yeah.
Nemhard's the next Jalen Brunson. That would be a hell of a development.
He's got the
makings.
You still
out on Brunson?
I mean, I thought I was in on keeping him by the playoff series had ended.
And maybe it was just copium that he was with the Knicks. You were all like, he's too small. And maybe hard, same thing. But gosh, if he can find a way to make last night the norm for him, that kid can be special.
And he had a couple of other pretty good games. Like opening night, I think it was 8 points and 6 assists in about 15 minutes. Then he played against the Lakers in their first matchup and had 17 and 6 assists and not high. So, yes, you know, sometimes the league just misses, and I think the league's going to miss more and more on short guys. And if you're trying to build a championship-level team, if you have any short guy in your starting lineup, you're not going to win many playoff series against great teams. I still wholeheartedly believe that. I think he's going to have a good career. You know, congrats to the Nimhards. They're 2-for-2 and undrafted guys who are damn good NBA players.
Yeah, no question. That's a pretty special family dynamic right there. But love having Ryan Nemhard, and now he's a friend of the program, so that's even better. Okay, now moving into the world of college football. This is crazy.
Oh, the coaching news today, it's been awesome.
Well, how about the recruiting news? We already talked about the Vandy quarterback.
Wednesday's the day.
Georgia quarterback,
signing
whatever.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
What do we got? What do we got?
But 4-star wide receiver, Fat Rat Brown.
Okay, now you're doing bits.
Fat Rat.
Has committed to Virginia Tech.
Fat Rat Brown?
Yeah, he's a Richmond, Virginia kid, and he was committed to Penn State, but now James Franklin comes into his backyard. He's like, you know what?
Floppy.
I'll stay home.
Been more of a Fat Pat guy, but I'm going to give him a chance.
He just
goes from a place that was impossible to get to a place that's more impossible to get to.
Well,
traveling to either one of those schools is impossible.
He just cares about being alongside his guy, James Franklin.
Yeah.
But Fat Rat, his first name, Fat Rat.
I'm a wide receiver named Fat, I'm kind of into here.
Is it hyphenated or all one word?
The way I'm seeing it.
Is it a PH or are we with an F?
No, it's F-A-T, no space, capital R-A-T. Fat Rat.
Fat Rat.
I can't believe it's real.
Respect.
Did you look up
that'll
to
be
see?
The, that'll be the one seed.
Did you look up to see if there was a real name?
Well, it's got to be a nickname.
Of course,
I'm from New York, eating all that street pizza.
Yeah, dude. Fat Rat.
How big is Fat Rat?
That's a real player. He's 6'2", buck 90.
Oh, it's a good size.
It's a big Fat Rat. I can't believe that's a real name. What parents are doing these days is jarring.
Did you look it up there, Wooly?
I think his real name is Devin. Or Davion. Davion Fat Rat Brown.
Okay.
But I think Fat Rat sounds better.
Fat Rat Brown. I like
a Mike Shanahan face. Is that where he's coming up with that? Kyle Shanahan?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't
look at his face and think about Fat or Rat. Hmm. So I don't know how he earned that name, but kudos to him.
Maybe the same way Dabo did.
Sweeney.
I don't remember how Dabo got his name.
He was saying Dab Boy over there.
Oh.
When he was like 2 or 3.
Okay.
Everybody was Dab Boy.
It'll stick.
Yeah.
Fat Rat.
I like what the ACC Network is doing.
Yeah.
Sending a clear message to the CFP committee.
Yeah.
But they're out. They don't care anymore.
Like, don't boot Duke or Virginia out of this thing.
No, they're trying to get Miami in instead
over
of Notre
Virginia?
Dame.
Come on. Let Chandler Morris into the playoff, baby. He's earned it.
Well, we'll see if he earns it.
Yo, he will. He's not losing to Duke.
All right. Well, the ACC Network, over the next 2 days, is playing the Miami-Notre Dame game 8 times.
That's awesome.
That's their entire programming. It's like ridiculousness on MTV. Mm-hmm. It's just like, if you go to the ACC Network over the course of the next 48 hours, you're just going to see Miami beating Notre Dame over and over again as a friendly reminder to the college football playoff committee. So I do appreciate what the ACC is doing from that standpoint. Now, elsewhere in college football, did you guys know that Lane Kiffin had a dog named Juice while he was at Ole Miss?
Yeah, the dog used to run and get the tea and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was a fan favorite.
I didn't know about this. Carter, I heard Carter talking about
his name. The dog's name was Juice Kiffin. Everybody was under the impression that it was actually Lane Kiffin's dog. Turns out that it wasn't, and he hasn't even been living with Lane Kiffin, and the whole thing was just a big show.
So
and
he was posting it and acting like it was his.
Yeah, so Juice Kiffin is staying at Ole Miss, where he belongs, with his rightful owners, and he's not going to LSU.
So they just rename him Juice Golding?
I guess. Juice
Williams, maybe?
I guess they're maybe
the Illinois quarterback.
Back in the day,
they should pivot to Fat Rat. Just punt on the juice altogether.
Just change the dog's name from Juice to Fat.
The other SEC dog that needs mentioning here, Smokey.
That's the Tennessee mascot.
Sure is. Retiring.
Oh.
Is he a bear?
No.
It's a dog.
Dog.
Oh, Smokey the bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. Blue tick coonhound.
Blue tick coonhound, yeah.
And he was only the mascot for, this was like his second season.
Huh.
And
too much pressure?
He's just not built for it.
Yeah.
Just simply not built for.
Can't handle the loud noise and the lights going off. It's like peeing all over the field.
Yeah. He was not much of a showman. And you get 100,000 people there at Neyland Stadium. You get the lights, all the action.
Flickering lights.
He was not here for it. Yeah. So Smokey XI is out.
Will he go down as one of the worst?
Yeah, I think so.
Will he get voted down by the other ones?
There's no doubt. If you do a Smokey power rankings, he's going to have to be dead last.
Like, he's kind of like Lane Kiffin, and he was only there for a year.
Yeah, dude.
Do they do anything special for the retirement here? Like, maybe he knows.
No, they just walk into the end.
I don't get special treatment afterwards.
Not seeing any ceremonies here.
Might have old yellered him.
But it's a cutthroat business, man. He's not cut out for it. So RIP, Smokey mascot.
What does Smokey get for retiring?
Did he tell everybody he wasn't... He wasn't up to it.
I think he was giving off the impression. Yeah, maybe behind closed doors, he had a sit-down conversation.
They had like a Dr. Phil in Knoxville. Smokey, what's the problem?
Thank you, Chief. Sorry, Smokey.
I love it. Sports Hodgepodge is in the books here for this Tuesday. And we got Mark Schlereth coming up, our Odyssey NFL insider. Talk to us about the Cowboys and the rest of your Week 14 NFL storylines coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
best. Thank you, Lucius. 48 hours from now, we are going to be in the midst of Cowboys pregame as they're getting set to look for a fourth win in a row in Detroit. We're joined now by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And good afternoon, Mark. How the heck are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Man, we're doing outstanding. The wins do that for DFW, as they do for most NFL towns. Have the Cowboys convinced you they're good again yet? Or what do they got to do that?
Yeah, no. I mean, it's been such an unbelievably dramatic turnaround. And, you know, and I'm not there for every game, obviously. And I try to, you know, follow everything, and I try to look at, if I can't, you know, watch the whole game, I at least check out the highlights and all that kind of stuff. But obviously on Thanksgiving Day, what else are you going to do besides sit around and be fat? And so it's exactly what I did. And I just am so, like, so impressed with, they get their pieces back on the offensive line. I thought they did a really good job just coming off the ball, doing those things. Javonte Williams, you know, I mean, he was here in Denver. He was so exciting as a rookie. Then he tears he just rips that knee up. And the last 2 years here in Denver hasn't looked good. And, like, to me, he's right there with the comeback player of the year. Because it just is, like, to watch what he's doing right now is pretty incredible. Dak, I've always been a big Dak fan. We've talked about that. What you guys have on the outside with Lamb and Pickens has just been incredible. And all of a sudden that defense is playing. You know, Clark is playing, and Odighizuwa, and then Quinton Williams, and it just looks like you've completely revamped your whole football team. And where it was like, hey, we'll just give up big plays like it's our job, like that whole football team has a different vibe to it, man. And good for Shoddy. Have so much respect for Shoddy as a play caller over the years, and had so much respect for Shoddy's father, you know, of competing against Marty all the years that I did when I was in Denver and he was coaching the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm blown away, and I could legitimately see Dallas, you know, taking over, usurping Philadelphia for the crown of the NFC East. I could definitely see that, the way Philly's reeling right now and the way they're playing.
How much does momentum matter right now, not just for Dallas and Philly, but also Detroit, who they have here in just a couple of days? They seem like they might be on the ropes a little bit, but how much is it week to week, or, you know, does the slide beget more sliding at this point in the season?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's both ways. You know, it's if you're on a hot streak, man, you have that momentum, you have that confidence, you continue to play that way. And for Detroit, I mean, you know, they figured it out offensively. They were awesome. And yet they still find a way to lose on a fourth down play that Green Bay converts. So I just look at that right now and say, man, there's nobody in the NFC that's any hotter than Dallas. What, coming back from 21 points down against Philadelphia, where they just didn't look like they were together at all, and giving up some big plays and tightening it up, and all of a sudden making the big plays and not giving up the big plays, and you know, scoring 24 unanswered, and then, you know, putting it on the Kansas City Chiefs on Thanksgiving Day. Like back-to-back huge wins, that's got to boost your confidence, got to make you feel good about what you're doing. So, like, to me, like, there's nobody right now in the NFC that's hotter than the Dallas Cowboys over the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I didn't think I'd be saying that at this point in the season. You know, I mean, the way the season started out, and like I said, how bad they were defensively. So, I mean, it's pretty cool to see.
Gosh, what a difference three weeks
makes.
That's
like eating a turd sandwich right there. Me talking about Dallas,
yes.
I mean, pretty cool. Like, it's my former Redskin days. That actually, I'm going to have to wash my mouth out with soap. but, it, you know, I mean, in all honesty, as much as I have certain disdain for teams, and Dallas is one of those teams from my Redskin days, I love watching good football. I love, you know, the good stories, and I think it's pretty cool what they're doing right now.
Yeah, be careful eating those turds. It might turn you into an Eagles fan.
yeah.
Well, you had to love seeing the Chiefs lose again, though. At least the Cowboys were doing so, beating one of the other teams you probably have disdain for.
Right. I mean, I hate the Chiefs more probably than I hate the Cowboys. So, yeah, I found myself rooting big time for the Cowboys in that game. And to watch a Chiefs team that just can't quite figure it out after all these years of watching them figure it out in the critical moments and just being like, oh gosh, again, here we go again. To see them not be able to get that done right. And, you know, I was making fun of them on the Stink of Truth podcast, as I'm apt to do. And I was like, from where I sit right now as a Broncos fan, I can't even see the Chiefs. Like, are you guys back there? What are you guys doing back there? I can't even see them. So that makes me very, very happy, as you can imagine.
Mark, I imagine on Thanksgiving you soaked in a little bit of that Lions and Packers game. What do you make of these Lions right now? What's wrong with them?
Yeah, you know, they just, like, offensively, they put it together a little bit. It just, like, their offensive line is not the same. They've had injuries. They went out and tried to re-sign Ragnow, and all of a sudden, he doesn't pass the physical because he's got a third-degree hamstring injury. Like, how? Listen, man, no offense, but you're a big, fat offensive lineman just like I was. Like, how in the world could your hamstring – how could you sit out for a year and your hamstring have a third degree pull? Like, what in the world is going on there? Like, how fast did you jump off the couch to get food? I don't understand that one. So they have not been the same, you know, when it comes to just beating people up physically. That hasn't been the same. They've not been the same group that way. And, you know, defensively, some of those issues that they had last year with the injuries, they haven't solved some of those issues on the back end. So, you know, they couldn't get off the field. Green Bay was converting critical downs, critical thirds, and that critical fourth down at the end of the game to seal or salt away the victory. So, they just look like week to week they're off. They're not hitting on all cylinders like they were a year ago.
Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide's on your side. It was Commanders and Broncos Sunday night. How viable is Washington? The Cowboys play them one more time, but Philly's got them twice, and it would really help the Cowboys' chances if the Commanders can at least win one of those games against Philadelphia.
Yeah, I thought there's a couple things going back through that game. And, you know, I went through it kind of with a fine-tooth comb because of my radio show here in Denver. And I thought that Washington online scrimmage was exceptional.
Yeah.
And they locked up the Broncos, who have an unreal defense. They did a great job. I think they had seven explosive 10-plus yard runs, only one from the quarterback. So I thought what they did the run game was incredibly impressive. They won their one-on-ones in the run game. They dominated their double teams in the run game. I thought they were really, really good. And then when you couple that with that QB run, that QB zone read, they ran a zone read off a counter where, I mean, like Zach Allen was tackling back in the backfield, like the action they had on that and the reaction the defense gave as they were squeezing and just flying across the football field. Marcus Mariota was, you know, 15 yards before even a defender reacted to him. Or is it Mariota? Or is it Mariota? Like, I don't know what was going on
I know.
With that game. I mean, how many different pronunciations were we trying? Were we playing a game of how many different ways can we pronounce his name? Did he change it? Like, what was? I don't know. That was perplexing to me because I was watching it on the plane coming home. But I think they're viable in that. That I think the other thing that happened was Dan Quinn took over the defensive play calling. I think he simplified things, and I think they played a much better game on the defensive side, albeit that drive in overtime. They got totally into a soft zone trying to protect any big plays over the top, and they just gave them checkdowns. They were ripping off 14 yards of pop, and then they got the one checkdown off a little tight end jerk route that went for 41. So I just was surprised that they got into kind of crunch time, and they decided just to let Denver throw checkdowns and win that football game.
If the Broncos make it to the Super Bowl, are you going to go?
To the game?
Yeah, or to Radio Row?
Oh, yeah, I would imagine I'll head down there to Radio Row maybe, but I won't go unless it's like golf for me, guys. I've reached a point in my life where I only go play golf when somebody's paying me to go play golf. Like, I only go to the game if somebody's paying me to be there. I'm spoiled that way. Otherwise, I just want to sit on my couch where I have the rewind button.
I'm right there with you, man. And I didn't even play all those years. Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Thanks for joining us, man. Enjoy week 14.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Salute. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. All righty. We got three down, two to go. An edition of Football's Finest coming up next, Eric.
Yes, sir. Dak versus the Blitz. Have the Cowboys fixed this part of the defense and some stats today for you next year in the nation?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.